Did I actually break my podcast kit without
a week? No, I feel like you probably just have to.
What is my issue?
Something else that's wrong with
bro,
you.
What is my deal?
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Let's everyone go around let's and let's do our lines. Best intros let's we can get right lines. Here. Yeah. Okay. Steph, you can start.
Hey, guys.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
It's Tom ready. Bergeron.
Let's hear your best intro.
Oh, okay, ready.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, didn't see you guys there. My name's Lizzie Coulson, and this is The Lineup. Today, we're talking to my favorite sisters, Allie, Beanie, and Steph, and we're going to give you the lowdown on all things athletics.
Right, that's really good. Okay, I like it. Allie, let's hear.
I can't top that.
Bean?
My turn?
Yeah. Bean, don't get stage fright.
You're up, Bean.
Never. Hey, guys, this is The Lineup. Thanks for being here. Anyway.
All right,
that
so.
Oh, my water! No!
Okay, keep in mind we don't
disaster.
Have a studio yet.
You just donkey kicked so my
far,
water over.
So far in our studio, we have kicked over water, we've broken a microphone, and we're sitting around one phone because Stephanie is on FaceTime. So, the sister podcast today, we also have a brother, but I just want to kind of get the inside scoop of, like, you know, we played together, we all played lacrosse.
With them.
You played with Stephanie?
Yeah, you did, Allie. What the?
Now let's get a little more serious and talk, like, comparison. Did you guys feel that comparison growing up? I know I did. I can start if you want, but did you guys feel that comparison growing up, and how'd you handle it?
I didn't really feel it until more so after I got out of college, because it was more of people would come up to me and they would say, oh, you're Steph Coulson's sister, or mm-hmm. you're Lizzie Coulson, or you're Beanie Coulson's sister. It's never like, oh, you're a Coulson,
right.
or I'm not my own person. So
yeah.
That comparison has been kind of weird, and especially with not being in lacrosse.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you're done when we're still playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, how excited are you for your sisters to be in the championship round again? Or how excited are you for your sisters to play each other in
yeah.
any game or anything like that? And it's awesome because I love talking about you guys and watching you guys, but it's just a weird position to be in. And
yeah.
I think it's just been a interesting transition that I wasn't really ready for.
Yeah. But in high school, you didn't get as much because you were like, I mean, you were the first and you didn't really, again, play with Steph too much. So you just kind of felt like separate.
Yeah. And you yeah. guys weren't really around. I mean, I went to Skywalkers on my
yeah,
own.
I
went to practice on my own, and it was just
yeah.
me doing my own thing. And then
yeah.
you guys were all together. So there's definitely probably more comparison between you guys growing up
yeah.
than there was for me against you guys.
Yeah. I get that.
Mine was more like, you should learn from your sisters. I was like, okay. Yeah, we're trying
sure.
to. Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, I feel like the comparison for me and maybe for most people comes from, like, within. Like, I always just kind of, like, look at what you guys are doing and being like, oh, well, I should do that and I should try and do it better. But, like, I shouldn't think that way. Like, I should just do my own thing and, like, what I do, I should be proud of. But I think that the comparison doesn't come from outside factors as much as maybe I think it does. It's just kind of like me being like seeing you guys and appreciating what you do and being like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. And then just that competitive nature and me being like, oh, and I want to do it better. So it's not that I'm comparing myself to you guys. It's just I think I'm seeing what you guys are doing and wanting to just copy it.
But do it better.
Yeah, but and then try and do it better. Yeah, and then that's where the comparison comes in, because internally I'm like, well, did I do it better than them? So I think mine comes more internally than externally. Over there in England, Steph.
Hi, yeah. Liz, I think it might be a little different for you compared to us, only because I feel like we're compared to you just because you're at the highest level, and, like, anyone's always compared to the highest level, you know?
Right.
Like, even
I understand.
If you weren't there specifically, everybody would be compared to Marilyn.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so I think it took me a while to figure out that, like, everybody has a really different styles of playing, mm-hmm. and then that shows a lot within our family. Like,
yeah.
if you watch us all play, we would have very similar tendencies, but we also all play so differently.
Right.
And, like, it's okay. Like, we all have different strengths than the next
mm-hmm.
person.
Yeah.
And, like, that took me forever to figure out, just because, like you said, everyone's always, like, saying, like, learn from your sisters, do what this person does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then now, looking back, I'm like, we all should have just should just play to our strengths instead of like trying to look at each other and be like, oh, this is what we should do.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense because all of our personalities are so different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in general, for like the people struggling with comparison, you have to kind of look at like what are your strengths, which are going to be so different from somebody else's.
Right? Yeah, and I think that's a good point, Steph. Is just like doing some self reflection and being like, what are my strengths? What can I like use to my advantage? And like what do I have in front of me that I can kind of excel at? And then just like running with that. And not comparing it to what someone next to me has, because, you know, we're not all built the same. We're all built differently, and it's amazing. But we all have different things we bring to the table. And sports-wise, definitely, like you're saying, but then, like Allie's saying, athletic or personality-wise, too. Like, we're so different that I think what we bring to the table is awesome in, like, our own ways, and we just can't compare. So that is a little snippet on comparison. I don't know. Like, I think it happens a lot in girls' sports, especially. And just in girls' communities together, like girls are just, they compare all the time. Training when we're not at school, our training together, because that is a topic that needs to be acknowledged in our family. Everybody, if you're listening to this, you guys know we're kind of known for being psychos. I think that, you know, that person that posted on like Barstool Sports, and it was like people were running like the pacer test on Thanksgiving, on Christmas Day. Yeah. Do you know how many people tagged me in that? Like, it's unhealthy, but it's like so healthy in our family. Who wants to start?
50-50 for me. Sometimes I like to work by myself just because I don't like to fall behind. So I guess that goes back to the comparison that we were just going over.
Lots of comparison. But
I don't like to be behind or like hold someone else back. So then I just do it by myself. But then also I love working out with other people. So.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody likes working out with me. So
that's fair.
Because we do so much.
Because Allie is the kind of person, in the best sort of way, where if you say 20 sit-ups, yeah, she'll do 21. And yeah, nobody wants to work out with that person.
Right.
We're going to be like, how long are you working out for?
6 hours.
Probably like 30 minutes. It's like an hour and a half later. I'm like, wait a second.
Allie is the person that goes to the gym in the morning of Christmas. Like that...
Right.
Yeah. It never happened.
Right. Allie's family will be running the turkey trot the second they can walk. And they'll right. be timed. Yeah. They will be. But they'll be fit.
The one with the baby in a stroller.
They'll be fit.
Also, I'm not as serious when I work out as you are.
Like, yeah, it's like two very different vibes.
I like to cheer and laugh, and like when I start to laugh, my arms go weak, so it doesn't get too
much. Laughs I've ever had is when we're working out, like not seriously working out together.
I was
like,
just going to say that.
When Beanie and I do... Bailey Brown, YouTube. I'm going to plug her really quick.
Love
She's
her.
So good.
Love her.
This is not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor.
When we do Bailey Brown workouts, I laugh so hard.
No, we really do have so much fun with it. But then also some days, like, we'll go out there, we'll be so pissed off at each other. Like, the last thing we want to do is, like, run next to each other or, like, pass with each other. It's so funny. It just depends on the day. And sometimes it starts out really well and ends really horribly, and vice versa. Sometimes it starts out so horribly. We like so reluctantly go down the stairs or like go outside and we're so pissed off. And then by the end of it, yeah, we're laughing so hard. We're having so much fun with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times...
I don't know. I think since I've graduated, like, I love to work out with people.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to do it on my own anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. It's tough when like... you know you have to run 300s, and you know you should probably get someone to run them with you, but, like, because it'll make you faster. But, like, you just want to be slow that day, and then, like, someone's like, okay, I'll run with you. And you're like, please, like, I just want to do it on my own. And then they're like, no, seriously, like, why can't I just run with you? But you just want to be slow that day, but then it makes you a little bit better. So it is. It's a good way to, like, push me, but, like, sometimes I don't want you to come with me because I know it will make me work harder. Like, Stephanie over winter break, and we had to do those 1,000s.
Liz, horrific. Those were horrendous.
Horrific. And in the wind. And I didn't want to do them. And I was so annoyed. And it was freezing. But it's things like that where if I went on my own, I probably would have just, like, glided through it and, like, done it. But with you, I was like, I have to beat Stephanie's time.
Yeah, but it's all about balance, because we've also had the times where we walk into Planet Fitness and we take 3 steps in, we check in.
And we turn around.
We look at each other, we say, we're not doing it today. We turn around, and then we go to Cinco de Mayo and grab a margarita.
And we did do that. We grabbed a margarita.
Maybe some chips and dip, you know?
And that's called balance. Like, I think that is a healthy balance. Running 300s one day and then grabbing margaritas the next day, walking right out of Planet Fitness.